in the grand event of Qiyamah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran al-Kareem. So what we have to understand is that us, in our individual capacities, how much of facade, how much of corruption, and how much of rottenness and badness we are already perpetrating. Are we part of the jama'at, the group, that is finally going to bring about the end and the culmination of the system of creation and existence as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on the face of this earth? That's why we find in the Quran al-Kareem this word fasad comes 50 times. Not the exact word fasad, but that word and all the other derivatives that come from there, mufsidun and tufsidun and yufsidun and fasad and fasada and fasadata, all the different ways we found, you count in the Quran al-Kareem, exactly 50 times it comes. Maybe some wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that. But what we are saying is that in all these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeatedly drawn our attention to actions that amount to this fasad, to this corruption, to this vileness. And it can be from a small little level to a great level. And once it starts creeping in, then it causes an imbalance and it creates an instability in what? In the environment. And if it is not addressed and if it is not reformed, that is why the opposite word of fasad, the opposite, the antonym that is used is islah. That means correct, restoration, reconciliation, putting things right, reformation, these are the words. So either when things are not coming right, if we don't make islah and we don't put things right quickly and properly, then these things we find it starts deteriorating. So my respected friends and brothers, this is found repeatedly in the Quran al-Kareem. And the agents of Qiyamah, most outstanding of them is Dajjal and Ya'juj and Ma'juj. They are going to be the masters and they are going to be the supreme perpetrators of that. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Ya'juja wa Ma'juja mufsiduna fil ardi. Verily Ya'juj and Ma'juj create mischief and havoc and mayhem on the face of the earth. But that is another event that will take place according to the ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It will happen. But there are things that are going to lead and are leading to it. For our purposes, we need to ask ourselves how much of contribution we are doing towards islah or ifsad. Are we correcting matters or are we making things worse? And one very important thing to point out, many times people in their ignorance and in their desire and greed, you know, own passion to fulfill their own egos and their own wants and needs, they carry out acts of fasad, but they say, no, we are trying to create peace. You see it everywhere in the world today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this fasad, and then he says there are those people. He says that, they say in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, innama nahnu muslihun, we are only trying to make islah, put things right. Allah, innahum humul mufsidun. Allah says, beware, these people, they are the troublemakers, they are the mischief makers. ولكن لا يشعرون, but they don't know it. So we find there's so much of mayhem, so much of bloodshed and whatever is taking place, plotting and scheming and strategizing by different people in different ways. And finally they say, no, we are trying to establish peace. But there is nothing like peace. That effort that they are carrying out, the activities, it only ends up and culminates in another worse setup and scenario. And we find there's even more restlessness, more unhappiness, and whatever the case may be. Coming back to the different forms of fasad that people can be caught in or involved in, one of them is the fasad of our own deen. That when people who adhere to the deen and they now break away from the deen in this way, that they no longer uphold the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So normally when you use the word fasad, you know, anarchy and bloodshed and all that, we think of some superpowers that side or some, you know, big military minds busy bombing everybody left, right and center. But sometimes we are creating facade in our own lives, in our own deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُذُونَ أَهْدَ اللَّهِ, those who break and breach the agreement which they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and they create mischief on the face of the earth by breaking and forsaking the orders, abandoning the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is already one form of fasad that is perpetrated by us. So we need to take stock that how much of the deen am I upholding and how much of the deen have I breached out of ignorance or out of my own stupidity or out of my own nafsaniyat, my own carnal ego desires, whatever it is, I have broken the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the one. We have to be at all times aware and make continuous islah, reformation. Find out, go to the ulama, go to the mashayikh, and stay close in these times of fitna and fasad to those pious elders whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed for you. Have a good relationship with them and make sure that you take guidance from them. Allah ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Allah ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala chose whoever he chose to fulfill this particular responsibility. The minute a person moves out, he's like that one lone sheep that left the kraal, and then the wolf will get him. Then we find his fasad in family ties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that also. وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُصَلَى. That these people, they sever ties, and they break off ties with their relatives. And that creates a great amount of disharmony and disunity in family circles, which then has an impact on society as such. And that also creates a fasad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُصَلَى وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then they, immediately after that, Allah says, so thereby they create fasad and they create havoc and chaos on the face of the earth. And we know that when it comes to family ties, normally and usually they are broken up over greed, stinginess, over selfishness, jealousy and rivalry over family, and then you find people are breaking up. So, and that leads to a lot of fasad. So that is the other one, my respected friends and brothers. Then the Quran Karim also speaks about fasad in the matters of morality, where we find people are now no longer moral. When it comes to them fulfilling their desires, they stoop down and they go beyond the limits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Balhum qawmun adun. They go beyond the limits. They perpetrate acts of homosexuality, which the Quran refers to as fasad. That Walutan is qala li qawmi, Lut alayhi salam said to his people, Ata'atun al fahisha, that you are perpetrating this shamelessness. And he says, Qala rabbin surni ala al qawmi al mufsidin. Allah, save me from this nation of mischief makers. Here the mufsidin, those people that are creating contamination and rottenness. And we know the effect of that, the illnesses, the social illnesses, the medical illnesses, the physical illnesses, whatever we can think of, and the break in society, and we find the institution of marriage is lost, and everything goes haywire. That creates fasad. There is no apologies, there is no understanding, and there is nothing there for anybody to do when they are reciting the Quran. It is not accepted. Finish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it as fasad on the face of this earth. No matter how people try and distort it and justify it, it is not going to work. It refers to as fasad. Then we have fasad with regard to children. If Fir'aun was guilty of that, يُذَبِّحُ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. That he used to have the children killed and he used to have the women killed. So in different ways there is fasad taking place there. One is apparent meaning. We find maybe a situation of war or whatever it might be, and we find that, you know, mostly who are the victims? Women and children. If you look at the refugees and whoever it might be, mostly you find it's women and children. Men are also there. And the amount of children that get killed each time. So that is a form of fasad that is taking place. But the ulama have gone one level deeper, and they say many times we kill our children by exposing them, spiritually kill them, morally kill them, by exposing them to such influences and such temptations that robs them of their innocence and of their spirituality. Then they grow up in the wrong way. And those children then become the monsters of society who are in the forefront of carrying out fasad on the face of the earth. That's another one. Then we find the Quran Karim also speaks about yuhlik al-hartha. وَالنَّسْلِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that particular fasad. The corruption, the rottenness, the mayhem that takes place in matters pertaining to agriculture. Where in this day and age is very clearly understood. One is you find maybe crops are destroyed in different ways. food is destroyed. And today when we are talking of, you know, they want to create a stability in the market of whatever agricultural product it is there. They have formed all these cooperatives and all these boards, and where they regulate the supply and the demand. So to maintain the prices, for example, they will keep a glut, or they will keep a scarcity. They control all these things. They engineer it. And then a great amount of food is disposed and dumped off where nobody knows, into the seas or whatever it might be. And this creates so much of poverty. People are dying of hunger. People are scratching and looking in the ground and eating weeds. And great amounts of foods have been thrown away because there's interference in the food. And another one also, which we are very, just genetically modified foods and genetically engineered foods. We find that today, mashallah, they're selling grapes that have got no longer seeds in it. That is interfered with. Grapes are supposed to have seeds in them. So it tastes very nice and it tastes very sweet. The color of the watermelon is something else at this point in time. And we think it's mashallah, so it is interfered with. Half of them don't even have seeds. All those seeds that are put in there, those who have done research will tell us that these seeds there, they in themselves have got so much of benefit. And what has happened to the seeds? This is now yuhlik al-hartha wa al-nasl. This is making facade and interfering and corrupting food and agriculture, my respected brothers. That they have set up all these organizations and research places where they have taken away and they're holding the monopoly of the seed. And they are putting into the market those seeds that cannot even reproduce for a second time. So everybody then becomes dependent on somebody for the growing of their plants. That's another whole department on itself. But that is also facade that's happening. And all this, my respected friend, it has greater implications and it has greater problems for the whole of humanity as such. Then we have economic facade. And that is very clearly understood when it comes to how we conduct our businesses, how we conduct our financial matters, how we resort to halal or haram trade practices, Sharia compliant or not, whether we are involved in interest, whether we're calling interest something else, whether we are doing dishonest things, whether we are doing malpractices, unfair business practices, and a whole lot of other things that are related to, you know, commercial fraud and whatever else it might be. And that creates also such an imbalance and instability in the livelihood of people and in the markets and everywhere else, then that also leads to all the words that you had mentioned earlier on, chaos and bloodthirstiness and bloodshed, and people want to, you know, they say dog killing dog type of situation. All these things are happening, but all these are steps that are gradually leading to the great facade that will be then later on carried out. So there are lots of other ayat of the Quran out of the 50, I've only mentioned 5 or 6 here, where actions of people and practices of them, of theirs, thinking of people, their beliefs and so forth, if they are not put correct, then they are going on that line of being contributors to the final culmination of this entire system of universe, which will then be known as Qiyamah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in His mercy, keep us guided, and Allah ta'ala give us the nur of hidayat to be able to discern between halal and haram, haqq and batil, and to be able to do that what is correct and save ourselves from utter ruin and destruction. Amen.